we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, permissive parents in the Bible. The book of 1 Samuel gives us in just a few chapters a look at the lives of two permissive parents, men by the names of Eli and Samuel. Despite the fact that both of these men were greatly used by God in guiding the spiritual affairs of the nation of Israel, both of them failed to discipline their own children, and both of them felt the chastening hand of God as the result. In 1 Samuel 3, we read the story of Samuel's call to the Lord's service. You probably know it. As Samuel slept by night in the temple of the Lord, a voice called to him three times. Samuel, finally realizing that this was the voice of God, replied, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And God revealed to Samuel for the very first time his will in a matter yet future. The Lord told him that he was about to bring judgment upon the house of Eli because I have told Eli that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Just a few verses later, we find the predicted judgment coming to pass when Phinehas and Hophni, the sons of Eli, were killed by the Philistines in a battle against Israel. Now, with this example before him, we might think that Samuel would profit from the mistakes of Eli and rear his own family to follow the Lord. But sad to say, we find the old prophet indulging himself by granting his children the freedom to determine their own standards in life. And so, years later, when Samuel has reached the time of life for relinquishing some of his responsibilities, we read a tragic story. It came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. What a tragedy! Had Samuel been faithful in carrying out his parental responsibilities, he might have had the satisfaction of seeing his sons bridge the gap between himself and King David. He could have had the joy of knowing that his sons were going on with the Lord, doing their best to honor God in all things. But instead, he had the realization that he had failed as a parent, that his sons had rejected his standards, and that they were not serving the Lord so much as they were themselves. And all of this occurred because of permissiveness on the part of Samuel. We can conjure up all sorts of reasons why this might have happened. Samuel may have devoted so much time to serving the Lord that he neglected his family, or he may not have disciplined them when they broke his standards, or perhaps there was some other reason. But the fact remains that there was a reason. Samuel failed to carry out his responsibility as a parent, and his failure should serve as an example to you to keep you from making the same mistake in the rearing of your children. I urge you to restudy these few chapters in the book of 1 Samuel, and at the same time, to rededicate yourselves to the rearing of your children to the glory of Jesus Christ in years ahead.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.